The following podcast is a production of the Factual Data Creations Facility. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the OFNT Podcast. OFNT stands for Old Fart, New Tech. I'm your host and resident old fart, Jim Schaefer, and the podcast, at least to me, is the new tech. I hope this finds you well and you're having a great week. Have you missed me? I just didn't have time to put out an episode last week, no matter how poor that episode might have turned out. Hey, is the uncanonized saint of COVID, Dr. Fauci, going to be canceled? Time will tell. So long, low cast. We hardly knew ye. First it was Apple. Now Amazon will start scanning your data for things it finds not acceptable. Now you know why big tech loves the CCP. They want to be them. Apple has delayed its planned scanning due to a backlash. Go figure. Chinese COVID vaccines have such a bad reputation that even North Korea has rejected them. Apple will let you store your state ID on your phone's digital wallet. Can things like passports be far behind?
No!
Paving the way for the new digital citizenship.
No!
And finally, MasterCard has acquired a crypto analytical company. More big players gearing up for the coming digital dollar. I warned you here first. Tech News. Apple will hold its annual iPhone event on Tuesday, September 14th. Along with a new phone, a new Apple Watch will be introduced. We might see some new AirPods also. This year, my wife and I will be getting the smaller, regular iPhone. In the past, she got the regular iPhone, while I always opted for the larger Pro model. Size had nothing to do with it. Well, that's what she said. Well, not for me anyway. It was the OLED screen that I preferred on the Pro model versus the LED screens on the regular iPhone. Since last year, both tiers have featured OLED screens, and being I don't really use the so-called Pro features, I can save some money this year. The new watch is going to get a redesign and have larger sizes. We'll be giving that a pass this year. She'll be keeping her Series 5, and I'll be keeping my Series 6. The new AirPods will resemble the Pro version, but omit features like noise cancellation and, I think, rubber ear tips. I believe my wife will go for these eventually. As far as tech news this week, the Apple announcement was pretty much it. I hope with the holiday season approaching, we get more and more non-Apple tech news soon. And I guess that's another time will tell. Tech I'm using. In my effort to get back to pre-COVID fitness levels, I've decided to get and use a home spinning cycle to get there. My old fart knees just won't tolerate running any longer.
Ouch!
I must admit, those Peloton commercials aired during the lockdown tempted me. Only two things stopped me from jumping aboard that hip ecosystem: price and delivery times. Not only did you have to drop a couple of C-notes on the hardware, but you also have a $40 per month subscription to their services to contend with, along with the purchase of special shoes, which will run you about $100 each, or per pair, I should say. Besides that, it takes a month or so to actually get one of those bikes delivered to you. Instead, I'm going to purchase a non-subscription-based machine. That doesn't have a dedicated screen. I'll just use my iPad as the display. I plan on using Apple Fitness Plus, which offers a family membership for $10 per month. It's true that I won't have the live classes or leaderboards, nor the so-called social media community which surrounds Peloton. But hey, I'm a non-social sort anyway. I was comfortable with being together alone. I'll also be missing out on some of the statistics, but I can get the ones that count thanks to the integration of the Apple Watch with Apple Fitness. You add a $12 cadence sensor and, you know, I'll have all I need. I've narrowed the hardware down to two bikes, one from Seoul and an even cheaper model from Sunny. I'll let you know how it goes. For my son's birthday last month, we gave him a pair of the new Beats Studio Buds to replace his regular AirPods. While lacking a wireless charging case and not as good noise cancellation as the AirPods Pro, so they say, they can also be used on Android and Windows. The latter with some fiddling. I checked them out and these things are tiny. They fit in my ear much better than AirPods and come in different colors. We got him the black ones because black earbuds matter. He loves them and uses them every day, though he thinks it's kind of creepy using the noise cancellation feature. I haven't checked out the sound yet, but he thinks they sound great. At half the list price for AirPods Pro, these things are a steal. Entertainment news. Netflix has picked up the fourth season of the show Manifest, saving it from obscurity. My wife and I are pretty happy about that. We binge-watched the first two seasons, and then the third season came out on, I believe it was NBC or ABC, one of those C's, and they canceled the show, but Netflix has picked up another season, so good news all around. The streaming service Hulu has raised their monthly subscription price by $1. I subscribe to that service as well as many others, and I'm getting tired of the constant price creep. Well, there's going to be a reckoning just before I retire in this household, I tell ya. Well, thanks to my free year of HBO Max because I subscribe to AT&T TV, which actually is called DirecTV Stream now, I get to see Warner Brothers Studios' new releases the same day they are released to the theaters. This week, the movie Malignant was featured. Well, all I have to say is I'm glad I didn't spend the money and time to go see it in the theater. It was okay for a cable TV movie, but I'll just leave it there. Podcasting news. Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but I told you about an app called Reason a few episodes ago. I had high hopes for it, but it's been a bust for this show anyway. I've gotten just one play since putting the podcast on the app, and there's no good reason to expect any change in the future. Well, there's some woman with the perfect villain's name of Valerie Wertzschafter, and she's going for her doctorate by making the rounds of podcasting publications and shows, pointing out that her thesis exposes the blatant misinformation many shows crank out. She proposes a method be developed to be able to report these shows to their hosting services. In other words, she wants to bring cancel culture to podcasting. I guess she figures us unwashed masses can't figure out things for ourselves and need someone to guide us through our thoughts and opinions. Oh, wait. I get it. With Apple, who've since delayed their plans, and now Amazon planning to scan the data on their respective platforms looking for content they find objectionable, well, child porn for Apple, that's what they're saying, and, you know, let's not mistake this, child porn is the most objectionable content out there, and Amazon not really specifying what they'll be disallowing on their platforms or what they find objectionable, can podcasting be threatened? Well, Spotify is already making RSS feeds, which powers podcasting, an option only, and with Apple's new subscription service not requiring one, this is a possibility. If web hosting services start limiting what can be hosted on them, you'll have to host on a particular platform that will have control of what content you can share. Podcasting 2.0 will not be able to circumvent this if I'm understanding this all correctly, and I might not be. HotPod, a podcasting-centric website, which I've used, has been sold to Vox Media and will become the latest website to be ruined by that media company. I'll no longer be perusing it. See the Verge website for reference. The biggest story in podcasting lately has to be Joe Rogan getting COVID.
China.
He's doing well and fought the virus with a cocktail of medications, including the controversial ivermectin. The mainstream media has had a field day with this, claiming ivermectin is only for horses and not proven to work. They would love to claim Mr. Rogan is unvaccinated, but he hasn't said whether or not he's had the shot.
Ouch.
Regardless, CNN has been caught doctoring a screenshot of him captured from an Instagram post he made, making him look sickly compared to the original. Looks like they applied filters and cropped the image closer to achieve this. The MSM just doesn't know what to do with Joe and his ultra-popular podcast show. All efforts at canceling him have failed. It must be very, very frustrating for them. Yes, it's story time. The family and I took a trip this weekend to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, or Gettysburg. That was site of the bloodiest battle fought during this country's Civil War. I hadn't been there since I was a very young lad, and my wife and son, well, they've never been there. Well, I learned a few things on this trip. The town has really been built up over the years. I recall wandering around unguided as a youth and seeing holes in houses and buildings from the thousands of musket balls fired during the battle. Didn't see any evidence of that this time. Guess you have to pay for a tour to see that stuff now. And speaking of tours, just download the Gettysburg app for iOS or Android and buy the tours you want from there. They are based on GPS and Google's Maps, and they're voice-guided, featuring driving and walking tours. Some have a hybrid of both. We were stiffed on one of the tours we booked, and I'll be fighting for a refund. I also learned a lot of New Yorkers fought in the Battle of Gettysburg. It was evidenced by all the monuments to them. No wonder why they hate us down south. The last thing I learned was how out of shape I am. All the climbing and all that walking has really worn me out. Time for a rant. Hey, have you been the victim of vaccine supremacy? Well, I have. Now, I'm not talking about the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. I'm talking Pfizer and Moderna vaccinations versus all others. When the subject of booster shots came up at work this week, it was pointed out to me that both of the two, and now more doses, I guess, of mRNA-based shots are superior to the lowly single-dose virus vector-based J&J vaccine that I and my lovely wife have received. I have to ask, where do these useful idiots get this information from? Well, they get them from mainstream media. Now, I would explain to them that the news biz is for profit and most of their profits come from advertising, and most advertising is from medicine manufacturers, and Pfizer is the leading medicine company advertising these days, and Pfizer has the best marketing department the world has ever known. But why should I waste my breath? These are the low-info voters who have given us a senile old man controlled by God knows who because the MSM told them to vote for him. Well, I'm declaring episode 93. I think it's 93. Let me count. 1, 2. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm declaring episode 93 over. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I enjoyed making it for you and hope you found it worth your while. You can always contact me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com if you're so inclined. Hey, you can do me a favor and leave a rating for this show on whatever platform you use to listen to it, and I'd appreciate it. It'll help the show. I'll see you next week. Remember, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Now, enjoy the oncoming fall weather and get off my lawn.